Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. And we're holding Tanur Rabbanan, which is roughly 12 lines from the top of the Omud. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan stating the Braisa, Ezehu Tzuras Darkoin, or Drakoin. What exactly is a Tzuras Drakoin? If you go back to yesterday's Mishnah on Mem Beis Omud Beis, you'll recall that the Mishnah says that there are three figures. If you find them on a keli, you have to suspect that this was used for Avodah Zarah. Go back to the Mishnah, Moitzei Kelim, you're walking down the street, you find a kli, v'aleim, and on the kli you have a tzuras chama, tzuras levana, or tzuras drakoi. Yelichem li'am melach. Because this may be Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to have hano'ah from Avodah Zarah, take it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Now the question is, I know what a chama, I know what a levana is. Drakoin says the art scroll is a dragon. But what does it look like in terms of the tzura that you would find on a kli? And that's what the Braisa now discusses. Says the Braisa, oh, tzura's drakoin. Can you tell me what a drakoin looks like? Peter Shep Shimon Elazar, Koshiyesh loy tzitzin, vein prokov. If you find tzitzin, the tzitzin here of course doesn't mean tzitzis, but Rashi says, there are two pshatim. First pshat in Rashi is tzitzin means snapir. Snapir, of course, are fins. And the second pshat is sa'arois, which are hairs. And you find them, bein perakov, says Rashi, chulyoisev. Chulyoisev means vertebrae of a spine. So you have this dragon that has a spine, and you find hairs sticking out and or fins sticking out from the vertebrae in the spine. Oh, this is the drakoin that we're talking about that people used to worship years ago. And if you would find a kli with that tzura, you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Mechvi Rabasi saw that people were kind of unsure what the pshat was. So Mechvi, he showed with his hands, Bein Pirkei Tzavar. We're not talking about all the vertebrae down the spine. We're talking specifically about those vertebrae which are in back of the neck. I don't know whether Rabasi showed on his own neck, he kind of pointed to it, or in fact there was some figure of a reptile or whatever in front of him, but Mechvi means to go and show. So you should just have a better feel. Doesn't mean that there were fins and or hairs down the whole back, but rather we're just talking about between the vertebrae and the neck. Mem Gimel Omer Alf. Zokti mar Omer Abchama Rab Chanina Halacha K'Rab Shimon Ben Eluzer. We paskin like this Rab Shimon Eluzer. If anybody wants to know what a drakoin looks like, says Rab Shimon Eluzer, the tzitzin, we taka paskin like this. The Gemara on the surface is a little bit shver, and that is, does anybody argue with this Rab Shimon Eluzer? I don't find anyone, and normally the Gemara will only paskin halacha if there's a machlokes. Otherwise, why do I have to say the halacha like Rav Shimon Elazar? Ich weiß doch, there's nobody else that argues. Rabasi is not arguing. Rabasi is only limiting or modifying what we just heard from Rav Shimon Elazar. There's no argument here. So this is not my kasha. This is the second toisis from the top. It says, halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, Peter Shrishbam, Vafil imishkachas, Tana de Palik. If ever in the future, when you're going through Shas, and you're going through Yerushalmi, and you're going through the Medrash, Yer Yalkut Shemoni, or whatever, and then you come across another man, the Omar, be aware, we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Eluzer. Now the Gemara tells us a story. Omer Rabba Baruch Hanna, Omer Reb Yishu ben Levi. Pam achas hayisa mahalach, achar Reb Lozer hakapar beribi baderech. Says Reb Shimon ben Levi, one time I was walking down the road in back of Reb Lozer hakapar. Beribi is a title that's given to an Odom Godoil, so that wasn't part of his name. It's like we would say today, Hagoin Reb Lozer HaKapar. See Rashi, Be'erach, 8 lines from the top, 10 lines from the top, Beribi Kalema Odom Godoil, V'chein Koyin Le'Bekinoi, that was part of his nickname, so to speak. Everybody knew, oh, the great Reb Lozer HaKapar, the Goin Reb Lozer HaKapar, Beribi. Anyway, he was walking down the street, Umatzishom Tabas, and he found on the floor a tabas, a ring. The Olea Tzuras Drakoin, and he found a Tzuras Drakoin on it. And we already said in our Mishnah, Oy Vavoy, this is considered to be at least a Safik Avodah Zarah, where you can't have Anoa, you got to throw into the Amamelach. And Rabbi Luzer HaKapper apparently determined that this ring was of value, and he figured this could be used. But of course, it's also Banoa. Now bear in mind, Rabbi Luzer HaKapper did not pick up this ring, because we already said yesterday in the Gemara that if one picks up a ring or picks up any Avodah Zarah, if a Yisrael picks it up, then he is koinit b'hagbah. Remember we had Rava yesterday, and the Gemara repeated that Rava 5 or 6 or 7 times. Always saying the same thing. Remember Rashi said, gzeira dilma magbala v'konilo b'hagbah. And anything which is a dvar hefker, if you pick it up, you're koinit. And once you're koinit, we said in the Gemara yesterday, you cannot be mevatalit oylamis. Not only the Yid cannot be mevatalit, even a goy, a pagan, nobody can be mevatal in a Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew. And so therefore, he didn't want to pick it up. But on the other hand, he saw it was something of value, but it's a Avodah Zarah. Oh, so Rabbi Elazar Kapper came up with an idea. There was a young young pagan walking down the street. He didn't say a word to him. What does it mean he didn't say a word? He did not attempt to ask this cotton, please be mevatel this Avodah Zarah. Instead, he found an older pagan, in other words, presumably over bar mitzvah, so to speak, over the age of 13. Not a bar mitzvah, it's chagoy. But you get the point. The omaloi, and he asked him, please, butla, go and be mevatel this Avodah Zarah. I can't do it. A Jew cannot be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Only a goy can mevatel Avodah Zarah. Please be mevatel it. V'loy bitla, and he didn't want to. And now the Gemara says something very surprising. Satorai, he gave him a patch. And now the goy got the message, ubatla, and he was mevatel it. It's very strange that the Gemara should say something like that. He gave him a patch. I mean, why did that goy deserve a patch? Chvesnish, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Anyway, Zukti Marv, what do I see from that story? Shema mina klas. I see three halachas from that story. Shema mina, halacha number one. Oyvid kechav mevatel avodas kechav shaloi v'shelcha veiroi. When we say that a goy can go and be mevatel avodas zarah, not only his own avodas zarah, but even yenim's avodas zarah, meaning another goy's avodas zarah, he can go and be mevatel. Ushma mina. Yodea betiv shal voidus chachom mishamshah mevatel v'sheini yodea betiv voidus chachom mishamshah ainu mevatel. Why didn't he want the cotton to go be mevatel avodah zarah? Because he assumed that that cotton didn't have enough das to understand what avodah chachom is all about. You can only be mevatel something if you know what it means, and then say, okay, I hereby nullify it. I hereby be mevatel it. But this cotton eves takunish, it's a cotton. There, by the way, there's a lot of discussion among the poskim whether what happens if you have a cotton who is yoidea betiv shel avodas chachavim. We have the same concept l'moshel legabe nedorim and shvuas that we say if you have a girl who's already over the age of 11 or a boy over the age of 12, we say nedoreho or nedorav nivdokin. If they know what they're saying in the inyan of avodah zarah, in the inyan of a neder, then that neder is a good neder. And what's the halacha? The halacha by a neder is bruch batzlocha zaki bech. The halacha by a neder is that, for instance, if it's a ketana, normally a ketana's nedorim are worthless. It's only when she becomes a nara. When she becomes a nara, then we say that either her father or her husband can go and be mevatel the neder. Or not mevatel, but mefer the neder. That's the proper term. Mefer the neder. Usually, ektana, you don't even have to talk about afara because the neder is worthless. But the Gemara says that from the age of 11, the derei and the avdokin, we go and boidik to see whether she understands what does this really mean. Is this a real neder? Does she know what we're talking about, or is she still an immature young girl? So there's a lot of discussion over here as well. Similarly, if you have a cotton who is a bright cotton, and he knows tiv avoidus chachom mishamshah, could he be mevatel or not? As well as you have the inverse, and that is what happens if you have a gadol, meaning that this pagan is already 13 or 14 years old, but and nishka groisa chucham, and he doesn't understand anything about a boitzacham mishamsha. He's an immature individual. So the question is, when the Gemara talks about the shemamina yedea betiv, is the Gemara just saying that's the definition of a cotton, that a cotton doesn't have das? Since he doesn't have das, he doesn't understand what's going on in the world because his mental capacity is limited. So that's the definition of a cotton. He's not a yedea betiv, avoid his chamashamsha. Or is it that Rabbi Elazar Kapper saw that this cotton didn't appear to be any grois chucham? He saw he was playing with dolls or whatever it was, and that's why he decided he's not a yedea betiv avoid his chamashamsha. But Eina Chanami, if he would see that he's a smart cotton and that he's mature, maybe yeah. So there's a discussion about the poskim about this yedea betiv.
I just want to add something in the explanation of the story of the Gemara.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave him a patch.
Right.
Originally, the guy said, I'm going to do that, I'm going to battle, but he wasn't ready to move out of the way of the world.
Right.
When he gave him a patch, he saw that the way of the world doesn't do much.
Uh-huh.
So mainly he saw that the way of the world doesn't think of anyway.
Very good. Very good. So the Yosef Blyer is here together with me, says, note that initially he asked the pagan, please go, and the Mavat Levoy de Zora, and he refused. And then after that, he gave him a patch, and all of a sudden he was Mavatl. Why was he Mavatl? So Rabbi Yosef says, the Goy says to himself, here I was defending the covet of my Oivik Chachom, of this Avoidus Chachom, of this Avoidus Zora, not to Mavatl it. And now when this Yid gave me a patch, why didn't he immediately take revenge? Why didn't he help me? Why didn't he defend me? Just like I defended the Avodah Zarah should have defended me, since the Avodah Zarah did not take up the case of this Oyvik Chavim. So the Chavim says, it must be that this Avodah Zarah is worthless, and so therefore he gladly was Mavatlet. Shkoyach, Rabbi Yosef. So that was halacha number two. Halacha number three, Ushmam and Ovikhov Mavatl Bal Korchoi, and Ovikhov became Mavatl even against his will. Because initially, he did not want to be Mavatl. And only now, it's into the air conditioning, Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Grazi Shkoyach. He can come in Yedin Tugma Dafta Sum, Shkoyach. Ushmam and Ovikhov Mavatl Bal Korchoi, even though he didn't want to, after all, he only did it when he got that patch, is a chasimen that you can Mavatl even Bal Korchoi. That was the end of the story. That's the end of three halachas. And now the Gemara starts analyzing this a little bit more in depth. So Rabbi Chanina listened to this story. He heard it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saying this about Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. And he says, it can't be. I don't understand it. For less later, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar beribi hodit nan. Doesn't he know the famous Mishnah that we have in Masechtas Bava Metzia when we talk about Eile Metzia Shaloi, Eile Chayv Lahachris, Choshtei Dotten, Hamatzel Min Ohari, Umin Hadoiv, Umin Hanomer, Umin Hagayis, Umin Hanohar, Umin Zuto Shal Yam, Umin Shluli Soi Shal Nohar, Vamoitzi Bistrachi Uplachia, Gedoyla, Ubuchol Mokim Shirab Metzuyim Sham, Hari Eilu Shaloi, Umne Shabal Misyashin Mehem. What's going on over here? If you find an object in the public area, and they know Simonim, and therefore the assumption is that whoever owned it is Miyayish, especially if the place happens to be Roiv Goyim. So what's it in? You're Matzel, you save a Metzia. For instance, a young animal that's about to be attacked by an Ari or a Doiv. And you chop it away. You're Matzel. Min Ari from a lion, Min Adoiv from a bear, Min Anomer from a leopard, Min Agayis. Gayis are gangsters, bandits, or a military, Umen Hanor, or something's going to be swept away by the river, Mizuta Shalyam, or the waves of the ocean, Mishlilusa Shal Nuhar, also a form of waves. From Rashi is Mashma that one of them might be similar to what you had in the news the last 2 days, a tsunami. So Rashi on Zuta Shalyam, Rashi is about 12, 13 lines from the top of the Omid. Zuta Shalyam, Loshin Yam, Hachuizl Achoirov, where the waves of the sea return backwards, Eser v'chamesh esrei parsois, 10 or 15 parsois. We're not talking about 10 or 15 feet, Raboisai. We're talking about a parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. A mil is 2,000 amois. We're talking about 8,000 amois. 8,000 amois according to Chazonish, is 16,000 feet. 16,000 feet means 3 miles. This Ruta Shel Yam is going backwards 10 or 15 times 3 miles. Means 45 miles. Can you imagine? Wow. Sounds like a tsunami. And of course it sweeps away anything and everything in its path. Oh, very good. So Rabbi Yosef corrects me. He says it cannot be a tsunami because it says you don't have tsunamis every day. You only have tsunamis once in a yovel. Okay, but you get the idea. Major waves of an ocean. Shkoyach. Shlula, says Rashi, is kishanor godol v'yoytzal gedoysev u'poyshet. In Yiddish they used to call that afafleitzung. Afafleitzung means there's a flood, and the flood is taking over and taking, sweeping things away. Continuing on this price of amoytze b'srachi platchi. Remember, we spoke about srachi yesterday because we said that the pagan took some of the stones and he used it to pave the derech and the tarteos. Tarteos are usually theaters. Why would you go and use a stone to pave a theater? Remember, we had the Rishash says tetois et fus. It's not tartia, it's srachia. Oh, so Art Mortaka says srachia platchi. Srachia platchi means a large square or a plaza. Gedoyla. Where people are constantly coming, going back and forth. Har elu shaloi. Neishabal mesiashin mihen. And although the Gemara didn't go into that level of detail, apparently when Reb Lozer HaKaper was traveling baderech, that derech was also a mokim sherabim mitzuyin sham, and therefore freitach yetz Reb Chanina, why did we have to ask a goy to go and be mevatel the avodah zarah? It should become bottom me'elav by the fact that the goy that lost this tabas, he certainly was miyayish from it. Once he's miyayish, wouldn't it lose not only its toiras mominus that it belonged to the goy, but its toiras avodah zarah? Because in miyayish, yush is like hefker. Hefker is like bittel, right? When we say on Erev Pesach, should be hefker and ka'afra da'ara, we want it to be nothing. So shouldn't that have been an automatic bittel without having to ask a goy to mevatel it? Om Rabbi, lihi d'minoch miyayish, misura mi miyayish. What Rabbi is saying today in the yeshiva world, they call that brisket Torah. Brisket Torah means there are two dinim. Every single tabas it has on an avodah zarah, number one, it's a shtik mamayin, it's the value of whatever the value is. And number two, there's the isra of avodah zarah, which is on this tabas. You can be miyayish from the mamayin without being miyayish from the isra. What does that mean? How are you not being miyayish from the isra? Zok the yamara, nehid minoh. From the tabas itself, and from the value is miyayish. A misur mi miyayish. In terms of the yis, is not miyayish, because Meima Omar, this goy that owned the tabas, says to himself, somebody's going to go and find it eventually. If a fellow goy is going to go and find it, niflach polachlo, he probably is just as firm as I, and he's going to go and worship this tabas with the avodah zarah on it. And therefore, it's going to remain, so to speak, holy in terms of being a deity in avodah zarah. Yisrael mashkichlo, if a yid is going to go and find it, what is a yid going to do? He's not going to go and worship it, chas v'sholem. But I did the mer yikarin, since it's worth a lot of money, this tabas was a lot of money, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it so long in our Gemara. Maz v'lolev gechom, he's going to go and sell it to a goy, upalachlo, and then that goy, the purchaser, he's going to continue and serving it. Now, presumably, the goy is nishka tamad chochem, because if he was a tamad chochem, he would know that even though demer yikarin, the Yisrael is not allowed to have any anoah from it. Why can't the Yisrael have anoah? Because la yidbak v'yodchem u'mam anacherim betunishum kan noah from avodah zarah. So that he thought that the yid is going to go and sell it to a goy, l'choira is incorrect. Or you can go and say fakert, that this goy was such a Talmud Chochem, he knew what Reb Lozer HaKaper is going to go and do. He's going to find a goy to be mevatel it. Once he's mevatel it, it no longer has an Isser Hanno on it, and that's why Reb Lozer HaKaper was able to now take the tabas and sell it. He's not going to go wear it himself. It's the Chashtik Avodah Zarah. But once it becomes bottle, so it's no longer avodah zarah. He's not going to continue wearing the tzuris drakoi. People will say chas v'sholom, Reb Elazar Kapper is OTD. He's off the derech. He's chas v'sholom. He's serving avodah zarah. So what did Reb Elazar Kapper presumably do? He presumably sold it to a goy, or maybe he gave it to a goldsmith or a silversmith to go and melt it down. Whatever. Anyway, the point of all of this is, says the Gemara, just because you lose an avodah zarah, a goy loses an avodah zarah, and he's miyayish, it doesn't make it an automatic vittel. The din of avodah zarah still applies, because that goy is hoping that someone will continue the faith, so to speak, and continue to serve this avodah zarah. Tosis adds, even if it turns out that the first goy is suspecting that not everybody is as frum as he is, there may be another goy that finds his tabas and he's not going to worship it. So Tosis, but he's no worse than the yid that finds it. In other words, if that other goy that finds the tabas says, I don't believe in this drakoy. That's not my avodah zarah. My avodah zarah is the markulius. I like going to the Beis Pa'ar because whenever I have a problem of finding a Beis HaKisei, it's always difficult. When I go into the Pa'ar, they invite me, I'm a guest of honor, I have no problem in defecating. So that's his avodah zarah, but not drakoy. But the person that lost the tabas says to himself, even if another goy finds it and he's not an oyved drakoy, but you know what he might do? He'll also sell it to another goy for money, and that other guy is going to go and serve it. So ultimately, the person who lost the original tabah says to himself, this avodah zarah is going to remain li'ol me'olamim. Somebody is going to go and serve it and worship it and give aldik. So he's not miyayish from the iser. The only way Reb Elazar Kapper would be able to go and use it, if he gets a guy to go and be mevatel it.
I have a question, Rabbeinu.
Shalom, yeah, what's up here, Reuven? Reuven Alivi.
Yeah, so today we have archaeological discovery, and we find the idol, but the people who worship it don't exist anymore.
You talking about today?
They put it in the museum, everybody looked at it. How do you battle such a thing?
I'm not sure I understand. Are you asking what would be today if you found such a tabas with such a tzura on it? Is that your question?
The people don't exist anymore. They want to create an idol or the worship thing. I mean, how do you battle?
But if it was still used to a Avodah Zarah, it's considered to be... They don't have the knowledge of the Avodah Zarah, it's not the Avodah Zarah. They don't have the capacity to the Avodah
Zarah. So we would have to go and send a guy to school, to the special theology school where they teach about the Tzuras HaDrakoyim. Once he passes Theology 101 or Avodah Zarah 101, now he knows what to do. Now we'll ask him, please go and be mevatel this avodah zarah. You don't want to do it, we'll give you a patch, and then you mevatel avodah zarah, and you'll be able to use it today. Okay, I don't think that's a very prevalent situation, but thank you for being me'oirit. Let's continue on. Tanan Hossam. We keep on talking about the inyan of finding a kli which has a tzuras chama or a tzuras levona. Said our Mishnah, yelicham liyam hamelach. I have a problem with potential avodah zarah. But more than that, we brought yesterday in the Gemara that it says in the pasuk, loy sasun iti lehi chesef lehi zov loy sasu lechem. In the Gemara dashim the loy sasun iti, that means don't go and make. This loy sasun is not just a din in oved, in worshipping, but don't even make a dmus shamoshai hamishamshim lefonai. And yesterday we learned Bamoroi. Don't go and make any demus of anything that is one of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's shamosim. Shamosim means one of Hashem's assistant, so to speak, like we call a shamus. So the lashon of the brights of yesterday, if you want to just check back on yesterday, Membeis Amid Beis, is about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara Dashim Leisasin Iti. Iti means with me. What does it mean with me? V'isasun, don't make a dmus shamoshai, one of those shamosim. Hamisham shalufani b'morei. B'morei normally means in a celestial body, upstairs in shamayim. So now we're going to address that halacha in some detail. And the Gemara is going to bring us the famous story about Rabbi Gamliel, that whenever it came time for Rosh Chodesh, and we had to determine when is Rosh Chodesh, and we're assuming the person did not have a pre-printed luach, what did he have to do? You had to have two edim come to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din would go and be boidik to make sure that they're both saying the same thing and they're telling the truth. And if they saw the, if they say that they saw the new levana, we can go ahead based on that and be mekadesh the chodesh. So Tanan Asim, awesome. We learned in the Mishnah Mesachta is Rosh Hashanah. Tumus tsurois levonois hoyo loy Rabbi Gamliel ba'ali yosei betavla bekoisel. Rabbi Gamliel apparently drew or manufactured or made some sort of tsura of levana, which he had ba'ali yosei upstairs, betavla on some sort of tablet, bekoisel on the wall. Shebehen maris hejoitois. When a hejit comes in, a hejit in this case means a person who claims to be an aide who saw the brand new levana, and he would go and test them to see whether or not they know what they're talking about. The oimalahed. Kazeri isem, oi kazeri isem. Now he didn't ask the two together at the same time. He took one at a time. Two aidim come, Yankel and Beryl. Yankel, come up to my aliyah. Beryl, you stay in the waiting room. And he asked him, tell me exactly how did you see it? Was it pointing in this direction or that direction? As you know, a brand new Levana is not a full globe. It's only a shtickl crescent. So did the crescent pieces go up? Did they go down? Did they go to the right, to the left? And he would ask them all types of questions. Okay, on the surface it sounds great. Fregimim Mishori, is that permissible? Voksiv, didn't we learn? Loisasin iti, loisasin kidmus shamosai, notice that the Gemara at this point leaves out the word Bamorim that we had yesterday. This is not a mistake. Rashi already points out that this is left out intentionally. And you'll see from our Gemara that Gemara is a very fascinating Gemara in the sense that Abaya is going to answer each time the Kasha, and each time the Gemara is going to ask yet another Kasha on Abaya from another Braisa, because we're going to continue to expand and expound on this isser of making a dmus sheshemoshai. So initially we leave out the word bamorai, not that we're trying to deceive anyone. Apparently there were multiple brises on this halacha. And the first brise says, don't make a dmus sheshemoshai misham shulafanai. Izach shver. How did Rabbi Gamliel go and make a dmus of the Levana? Levana is one of the principal Mishamshim. Mishamish for Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day. Every single night we have the Levana. Comes out and gives whatever reflection of the rays of the sun. So it's a Chagroi Sezach. It's one of the Mishamshim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. How could Rabbi Gamliel do that? Om Rabbi. Le Osra Torah El Shemoshin She'efshir Lasois Kemoisan. The Torah is only talking about those types of Shemoshim that we know exactly the measurements, the volume, the size, to the right, to the left, the height, the width, the length. Kidasanya, like it says in the following braisa, layasa odem bayis tavnis heichal, achsadra tavnis ulam, chotzer tavnis azora. You're going to your contractor and you're saying, I want to build a new house, and the contractor says, no, what are the dimensions? And you say, I want the dimensions of the Heichel in the Beis Hamikdash. It should be exactly that demus, that exact type of measure. In terms of the length, the width, the height, everything. Says the Gemara, don't do it. Why? Because the Heichel is considered to be one of the Shamosim of a Kodesh Baruch. Similarly, you ask, you want to make an Achsadra. Achsadra means like a porch. We have three walls and one side is open. I want you to make a tavnis ulam. The ulam is also mostly open on the side where you come into the ulam. Very, very wide doors. I want such a chsad that looks like the ulam. I want a chotzer. My courtyard should be tamnis azor, like the azor in the base of Migdish. The azor where Yidin got together to go and bring kabonis. I want a shulchan, tavnis shulchan. Make for me a shulchan like the shulchan in the base of Migdish, like in the Mishkan, where you had the lechem upon him. I want the same dimension. I want a menorah, tavnis menorah. Go and make a candelabra like the menorah in the base of Migdash. State on the price of lo yaseh. You're not allowed to. Why? Because of that drasha that we had, loisas and iti. These are all considered to be mishamshim. Now I know normally you think of a shamas as being either a person or a malach that has power and can be a shamas. But a gemara is the price interpreting it in a much broader fashion. I'm sorry.
Levan and Chama as well.
Levan and Chama, but Levan and Chama, at least they move. Mekim, Megait. When's the last time your shulchan moved anywhere or the heichal moved anywhere?
When you're saying
Yeah.
You would push the one that was the one in common.
That's what Gemara learned initially.
Yeah.
And but so,
you're saying that usually when you think of shemoshim, you don't think of only a person and a malach.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, good. Rabbi Yossin is correcting me. He's correct that I said a person or a malach. The same thing applies to a shemesh and a yireach, which also serve Hashem. You wouldn't normally think of an inanimate building or a shulchan as being the shamosai hamishamshin lefanai. But that's how the Bryce interprets it, and therefore you're not allowed to go and do these things. The one that is most negeya is the one that's menoira, and that is, you're not allowed to make a menoira, tavdas menoira. Now, tavdas menoira doesn't mean that you make it with all the tzitzim uprochim and kaftoirim. Even if you make a plain metal menorah, that's also included, as you'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Avalu oisa, what you can do, as if you will, a legal loophole, you can go and make shalhei v'shalvav v'shalches. Instead of making a 7-branch candelabra, you make it with 5 branches. You make it with 6 branches. You make it with 8 branches. V'shalzayim, but 7 branches layaseh. Afil v'shalsharmin emakus. It doesn't have to be gold like you have in the Torah. Even if it's made out of silver, even if it's made out of steel or iron, the Gemara is going to bring in a moment, even made out of tin, you're not allowed to go and have such a menorah of seven. Why? Because you're not allowed to make a menorah, tavnis menorah in the Mishkan. I wasn't there, but I remember someone told me that there was a sheva brachas in somebody's home, and Rabik Zichron Lebracha was invited to the Sheva Brachas. He comes into the home and he sees there on the vitrine or achweis on the side that there was such a menorah of 7 branches, and he said, "Azam menorah tunizan in a Yiddish shtib." That type of menorah with 7 branches is not allowed to be in a Jewish home, because it was at 7 branches. It has to have 5, 6, or 8, but not 7. We were recently in Jerba, to go and protect against Ayin Hara. You have all over in front of all Jewish homes, they have a tzura of menorah with 5 branches. And I asked them, "Vosep is 5 branches? And they told me, because Dogim were created on the 5th day of Maaseh Bereishis, and the Mazel Dogim is good against Ayin Hara, like we know V'yidgul Roy Bekerev Oretz, the Dogim are under the Yam, and therefore there's no Ayin Hara, so there should be no Ayin Hara Shoilet on a Jewish home. Besides, of course, having a mezuzah goes without saying, but besides that, they used to draw outside the homes. You still see it today in the homes in Jerba. They have outside the Tzura of a Menorah of 5 branches, not of 7, and Dafka 5, because they feel that that's Kagan, it's against Avodah Zarah. Another interesting thing, since we're talking about Jerba, as you'll know, from time to time we talk about evil demons in the Gemara, and the Gemara refers to in Shindalit, and as you know, I have my quote-unquote custom that I don't refer to it as with the Tzeira Shindalit like people normally do. And I told you that my father, Zichron Lebracha, was very makvid. He would also say only Shindalit. He wouldn't say the actual word. Guess what? In Jerba, our tour guide, who was a Frumayid, also, anytime he mentioned evil demons, he would say Shindalit. He wouldn't say the word, said Shindalit. So you see, this is a minig that goes away way, 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 way back. This is not something, you know, in the 19th or 20th century. But getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, make sure, don't make a menorah that has seven branches, just like the what in the Beis Hamikdash, even Shoshan min Matzah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda im afshel eitz lo yaseh. Don't even make it out of wood. Kederach she'osu beis chashminoi. Because during the period of time when the Yevonim took over the Beis Hamikdash, not only were they metame all of the Shemanim, as we know, except for one Sloichis, one Pach Shema that they found with the Chesamish L'Kohen Gadol, which didn't become Tomei. But not only that, but they also stole so much of the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. And they stole the Menorah. What a bunch of Ganuvim, a bunch of Gazlanim, of course a bunch of murderers as well. They stole it. So what are you going to do? So temporarily the Yidden didn't have any money to afford the construction of a brand new gold Menorah. So temporarily they made one out of wood. In the time of the Chashmonaim, they used that for some period of time until Baruch Hashem, people got back some money again, and then they were able to go and buy initially of Kesef, and then after that they made it Shel Zohav. But because initially they made Shel Eitz, you're not allowed to do even a wooden menorah of seven branches. Amr Lois, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, with all due respect, Misham Raya, you bring a Raya from the time of the Chashmonaim, you're making a mistake. That was not a wooden menorah. It was shpudin shel barzel hayu. Those branches that you're talking about were made out of barzel, out of iron. Since iron apparently doesn't look so presentable, then choyfin or chofu beba'atz, they did a covering, in other words, a plating. Ba'atz means tin. And eventually, ha'eshiru, with time, Baruch Hashem, they started making money. Asum shel kesef. They went and instead brought a brand new one of kesef of silver, chazref shiru asum shalzav, and then they restored it, the one out of gold. The Gemara leaves it out, but the Mefarshim explain that tin, as it tarnishes over time, it starts looking like wood. And so therefore that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said, af shalait, I'm very sorry Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, this is some sort of illusion. It really was not made of eitz, it was made out of ba'atz. Maybe there's some connection etymologically between eitz and ba'atz by the fact that when it tarnishes, it looks like eitz. So it's ashtikl ba'atz, ashtikl the eitz. It gets the appearance of eitz. But really, there's no problem with eitz. It's only a problem if it's made out of metal. Rashi says that this machloikis is not just a machloikis about what happens in the time of the Yevonim and Chashmonaim. But this is really a machloikis, how did the darsh in the pasuk? Because it says in the pasuk, Vasisa lecha menoira, and then it says Zov toher, and then it says Miksha tiyasa menoira. So you have a what we would call either klal u pratu klal or ribuy miut veribuy. Because the pasuk begins, Vasisa menoiras make a menoira. That's a klal. And then it says Zov toher, which is a prat, only Zov. And then it says Miksha tiyasa sa menoira, make the menoira. Sounds like from anything. So you have a klal uprat to klal, imchal mashab uprat, just like the prat or imchal, if it's a klal uprat, imchal mashab uprat. You have a klal uprat to klal, anything which is ke'ena prat. What is the prat over here? The zohav, ke'ena prat is any matchis. Lemutei, that lemutei eitz. Eitz would not be good, it's not matchis. However, the other man, the Yomar, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, doesn't darshin klal uprat to klal, he darshins riba mid for riboy, and therefore amarba. Everything, except that you have one thing which is nismayit. What is that one thing? Yimamayit cheres. So you cannot have a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash made out of cheres. But of eitz you can. Oh, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that the one that was made at the time of Chashmonaim was taken made out of eitz. Okay, anyway. Lamaisa, what's the Gemara's teretz? Bazok dear. Yes, Brother Shai, you're asking something?
I'm saying a shofan, for example. So that, could you make it out of cardboard? In other words, where you couldn't make it, you could not have to make it the replica of the shofan.
Yes, yes.
They made a taste, maybe doing something else. In other words, where do you draw the line? Where does the material which is made come in to nullify or to permit the replication of such an object?
I'm glad that you raised this. Rashi is already merames to your kasha. If you go to Rashi, based Bayis Tavnis Heichel, which is about halfway down the Omud, Bayis Tavnis Heichel, says Rashi Ba'orkoi, the Rochboy, the Rumoy, b'shir midas psochov, avli minishtadu b'mikzas mutter. Abyssal a change, you're okay. Rashi, of course, doesn't identify what's nishtadu b'mikzas. Because of that, there's a ton of meforshim and poskim that deal with this issue. How much is a shinui b'mikzas and how much is not? So, if you're talking halacha l'maisa, you want to go and make a replica of the shulchan, but you don't want to violate this, you have to go to all of the poskim and tshuvas that discuss this. If you want to know Samar Mekoymis, look in the art scroll. He brings Mar Mekoymis of those poskim that discuss this issue. When do you say that it's exactly the same tavnis, and when is it off by a mikzas and it becomes mut?
So,
You're asking what about nowadays that there is an exhibit in Yerushalayim, whether it's in Beit Vegan or the Old City or wherever, where they do have things which are in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan. Doesn't that violate it? We'll see in Yachim at the very end of this somewhat lengthy Gemara that Lehislamed Shani. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel was able to have this Levana, don't we have a problem of Shemosai? How can you go and make a Dmush Leisasaniti? So Gemara is going to say, you're not allowed to do it, Chas V'Sholem, just in the Velteran, but if you're doing it Leislame, then it's okay. So it could be that whoever made those models, assuming that they are drawn to scale, I don't know if they're drawn to scale, but assume that they are drawn to scale, if it's based on Leislame, they could probably be get a heter to teach people. What's up there? They're preparing it for the Beis Mikdash Shlishi. Okay. My good Chaver Rabbi Yosef Blyer tells me that the reason why they made those is not just l'Islamic. Because achaka lei b'chol yom shi'ovoi. The Beis Mikdash is going to come. The Beis Mikdash is going to come down shel esh min ha-shamayim. But I don't know if all the claim Mikdash are also going to come. I don't know if it's going to be fully furnished. So therefore, they made sure to make the kalim that Mietzshem on that first day will be able to go and light the menorah immediately. We won't have to wait. There's a story. There was a rabbi monk who was a Ruv who lived in Haifa many, many, many years ago, and he had a very long thumbnail. And people looked at him a little bit crazy. Such a thumbnail, it's pastished, a Ruv. He has long nails. Look what's going on. And then they found out because he was a Kohen, and he says, people are going to have to go and bring Oyla sa'oif and chata sa'oif, for which you make malika. Malika, you have to have a nail for that. It's one of the malechas ha'avoydis ha'koshoi shiva mikdash. So he's already prepared. He already has his long nail. And Miyat Hashem, soon the Beis Hamikdash, he'll be able to go and do the malika as soon as possible because at least he has the length of the nail. I mean, the other kishuyim as well, you have to hold it at once, but at least he has the nail, so at least he's part of the way there. Anyway, Getting back to our Gemara. Yes, any other comments?
He nailed it.
Beautiful. Oh, I love that. So let's continue on. Zoki Mar. So remember, what was the kasha? How did Ram Gamliel make the Tzurais Levonois? It said, Lisasin Iti, now let him make the Mus Shamboshai. Says Abaya, only those Shamosin down below that we know the dimensions. And therefore you can go and make a replica. Don't do it. But the Shemesh Levana, there's no way that we can make a replica. Do I know how large the sun and the moon are? And even if I knew it, would you be able to go and build Agantza sun with Agantza moon? If you do know it. Anyway, so therefore, says Abaya, it doesn't apply. Because EF shall asoisin kemoisin. So back to the Gemara. Are you telling me that a Shemesh that you cannot replicate because you cannot make it exactly the same size? That's mutter, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to go make the Tzuris Halavona. But Tanish in the Brisa. Now this is the Brisa that we brought yesterday. Loisatet iti loisatet bidmus kidmus shamosh b'shamosh l'fanai b'amoraim. Even those that are up in Shemayim, there's no way of my being able to determine what the exact size, the dimensions are. That's still asur. So you see that you're not allowed to go and make such a Tzuras Levona. Is a chvay tishver on Rabbi Gamliel. Onto the Amid Beis. The Yosir Torah Ella Bidmus or Kidmus Dalid Ponim Bahadi Adodi. What's meant there? That the Disloisas Iti, we're not talking about the Shemesh, the Areach, Malochim, Mazolois. No. We're talking about the Kisya Kovoy. The Kisei HaKavod, as we know from Yecheskel, had the mus dalid ponim. What was the dalid ponim? The Rashi brings on the top line from the first parak, first kapitel in Yecheskel. It had Pnei Shor, the Odom, the Aryeh, the Nesher. Uyoyoy. On the Kisei HaKavod, you had these four, and they were all connected one with the other. He formed the shape of a shor, Odom, Aryeh, and Nesher. And if you were to go and make such a tzura today with all the four panims, that would be asur. That would be asur. So that's what you learn from this loisas and iti bamorim. Now, you notice that you have these, I'm sorry?
I think only one of them, that's what she said.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. So you have all of these four together. Now, notice it talks about Ashur, Odom, Aryeh, and Nesher. I was always under the impression that in the Kisei HaKavod there's a kruv, a cherub. So in fact, if you continue on to Yecheskel and to Perek or Kapitel Yud, it switched. There it says Taka Kruv and not Shor. The Gemara in Maseches Chagiga says in Daf Yud Beis that the reason why the Shor is changed into a Kruv is because Klal Yisrael was very upset when they saw that there was a Shor, because the Shor Chas Shalom could remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol of the sin of the Egel. And therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're right, I'm taking out the Shor, and instead I'm going to put in the Kruv. And therefore, when you have the four on top, Pnei Shor, Odom, I'm looking at the Rashi top line, Pnei Shor, Odom, Aryeh, Nesher, that was initially, but later on, it was a Kruv. With this, we have an understanding, there's a Vart, I think, in from Shamshon Astrapala, that Yaakov Avinu, as you know, came to the Har Maria, to the Har, where Har Abayis, and he slept. And then when he woke up in the morning, he said that Ochein Yesh Hashem Amokam Hazeh V'Anoichi Lo Yodati. What means Ochein Yesh Hashem Amokam Hazeh? Zoktav Deim, the, I think it's Reb Shamshon Astapala, that said that Yaakov Avinu said Ochein, I knew that the Kisei HaKavod had three. What are those three? It had the Aryeh, that's the Aleph, Ochein, Chav is the Kruv, and Nun is the Nesher. Those three I knew. However, the fourth one, which is Adam, state in Chazal, that the Adam had the Tzura of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he was the Adam. So he said, the Ocher I knew about, but Anoichi, with the extra Yud. What's Anoichi? Again, Aryeh is the Aleph, the Nun is the Nesher, the Chav is the Kruv, and the Yud, Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi lo yodati, that I didn't know. Now that I saw this dream on the Harabayas, now I realize that my ponim is also there on as part of the Kisei HaKavod. Anyway, I'll call ponim. So what is the Gemara telling us? That, yes.
Didn't Yaakov Avinu have the same appearance as the Adam Arishon?
And is that good or bad?
It's the same thing. It's basically the same thing. So not, it's Adam is not Adam mankind. Adam is Adam Arishon, which is the same parts of as Yaakov Avinu.
Okay. So then, first of all, I'm not familiar with what you're referring to, or maybe is Chazal or whatever. But let's assume that Yaakov looked like Adam. But that's fine. All Yaakov Avinu is saying is, I had the Kabbalah I learned in the yeshiva of Shem the Ever, or I learned from my father Yitzchak, from Anzaida, from Avram Avinu, that there are these three tzurais of the Kruv, and of the Aryeh, and of the Nesher, but I didn't know that there's a tzuris Adam, and that tzuris Adam is rather my tzura, like you just said, because Adam and Yaakov had the same tzura. I didn't know about that. Ochen I knew, but I didn't know Anoichi. Okay, anyway, let's just avert on the side, but getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara is now darshaning that braisa that we had in the Yomid Aleph, that the Isser of Leisasin is talking about Hamisham Shilafani Bamorim is only talking about those Dalit Ponim Badi Adon. Frey Gemara Elamayata. If that's the case, based on what you're telling me, that that's the only Isser, parts of Adam Lichudei Tishteri. What happens if you only have the parts of Adam alone? That Lichudei should be Mutter, because that's not the four Ponims together, which is Osir. Alamatani, but it says in the Braisa, Kolar Batufois Mutarin, you're allowed to go and manufacture and fashion any type of parts of Chumatar Adam. Adam, you're not allowed to. Why not? That's not Lefonei Bamorim. Lefonei Bamorim is only if you have the Dmus. All the four painim are together, and not just Adam on his own. Amr Yehuda, Bereid Rabbi Yeshua, Mipirka Rabbi Yeshua Shmieli. I heard from Rabbi Yeshua that what loisasen iti loisasen, or you see, this is a second drasha in the loisasen iti posik. Until now we learned iti like imi, don't make any mishamshin that are iti close to me upstairs in Shemayim. But now I'm darshan the word iti as if it says oisi. Oisi means don't make a tzura of me kaviyochel of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now it's impossible to make a tzura of the Rabbeinu Shalom because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a tzura. And even if he had a tzura, we wouldn't know what the tzura looks like. After all, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. However, we do know that when Adam Rishon was created, it says b'tzelem elikim osa es Adam. A person looks b'tzelem elikim. That's why you're not allowed to make a parts of Adam, because it's as if you're making Lysasin Oisi, you're making a tzura kaviyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Aha. Avol shar shemasim shari. But other shemas. So therefore, the Gemara just answered the kasha that besides the mus dalit panim, you're also not allowed to make a parts of Adam because of Lysasin Oisi. Tosis points out, once you're saying that you're not allowed to make a parts of Adam, then I don't need to have the isser of the mus dalit panim. Because by definition, the Dalet Panim includes the Adam. So what's the most Dalet Panim Issur? The Tosfos in the Amud Aleph says two terutzim. Terutz number one is, what happens if you come across a parts of Adam? You didn't make it. Somebody else, Agoy, made the parts of Adam. Says the Pasuk, says, this Loisas and Iti, the Drasha from the Amud Aleph, you're not allowed to add three more, because if you add the three more, meaning the Ashor or the Kruf and the Ari and the Nesher, then you're completing a Dmus Dalet Panim. That's one pshat. Second pshat, Toysa says, to go and give you two lavin. If a person makes one parts of Adam, he's over one Isser. If he makes a Dmus Dalet Panim, which includes the parts of Adam, will be over two Isser. That's the bottom Toysa on the Yom Adav.
So therefore, does that say the all the kingdom of the Beit HaMikdash and everything else is now that according to this Mandamer, it's not applied because it's talking just about parts of Adam?
All of these brises appear to be building and expanding on what we learned previously. In other words, the first brisa which left out Bamorim is telling you all the Shemasim down here in on the world. What about the Shemasai upstairs in Shemai? Oh, that's Bamarim. That's what we added, Bamarim, to tell you not only the replicating anything down below, but even up above. But at the moment, we're just limiting it to the Demus Dalet Panim, or the Kisei HaKavod, nothing more. In another moment, we're going to expand that further to other Shemasai Bamarim. But at the moment, we're just limiting it to the Dalet Panim of the Kisei HaKavod. And then the Gemara Darsha, because the Iti and Oisi to also include parts of Adam. Zok Gemara, Avol Shar Shemasim is Shari. Any other Shamas, meaning like the Yoreach, the Levon, is okay. And that's why Ram Gamliel would not over anything, because he didn't make a Tzura of the Kisa Kovin Medala Dalet Penema, he made a Tzura of the Levonah. Frank, the Gemara, Shar Shemasim is Shari, is that in fact permissible? But then you have a Braisa Lissasin, Iti Lissasin, Kidmus Shemosh, Hemeshav Levonai, Bamoroim! That's the brisa that we had yesterday, as well as what we had here on the bottom. But Bamorim says the brisa is not only coming to include the Kisei HaKavod with the Dalet Panim, but Kigoyin Oifanim, Usrofim, V'chayis HaKodesh. All of these are different levels of Malachim upstairs in Shemayim, Umalachi HaShores. Those things you're not allowed to go and make pictures and figures of them. I don't know what picture and figure you would make. Do we know what the Afanim and Tzrofim and Chayis HaKodesh look like? Chvesnish. But maybe he would go and make something that looks like a Malach, and then he'd put a big sign underneath. This is the Oifanim, and this is the Tzrofim, this is Chayis HaKodesh. Anyway, you're not allowed to go and do it. Aha. So, what do I see from this? That Shar Shemasim are also prohibited. So Zayt Zichos, even though the Brisa doesn't continue on, but I would think it probably includes a Shemesh V'Reach too, because these are also Mishamish Lefonai Bamoroim. Is the Chnochem Ushven and Ram Gamliel, how did he go and make those Levonais? They're Mishamish Lefonai Bamoroim, the Shemesh Levona. Amar Rabbi, we also told you, Ela Shemashu Shebemodar Ho'el Yoin. Only those that were the highest celestial sky. The Gemara Masechtas Chagiga says that there are seven Rikiyim altogether, And the Gemara Rechenzos enumerates all of the seven. They have seven different names, and which ones, what is contained in each one. Upstairs in the highest, you have the Kisei HaKavod. Shortly below that, you have these Eifanim, Srafim, Chais HaKodesh, Malachi HaShoris, But the Shemesh V'Yareach are among the lowest ones. It's either the number six or number seven on the totem pole, very close down to earth. And therefore, says Abaye, from this price, it's also not Shver Anram Gamliel. The only things that are Aser is all the way up. Number one and number two. Iti, close to the Boinish Loilam. But Shemesh Levana, which is much, much lower, that's not included. Frank Timur, really? I have another brayser. The Shemadr HaTachten Mishari Votadi have a brayser. Now this pusik is now a pusik in the Aseret HaDibrois. What does it say in the Aseret HaDibrois? Loisas L'chofesa V'chol Tumuna Asher B'Shamayim Mima'al V'Asher B'Oretz Mitochas Tar Shedigmar Asher B'Shamayim Loi. The pasuk begins Loisas L'chofesa V'chol Tumuna Loisas, you're not allowed to make Asher B'Shamayim L'Rabbi Schama Ulevana! Oh, those are the Kash and Amgamliel. Amgamliel made a tzuris Levana. All the other prices until now, you could be doichet. We're not talking about Levana. We're talking about the Shemasim down here below, like the Klei HaMikdash. Oh, we're talking about all the way above the Kisei HaKavod. Oh, we're talking about the Malachim. But now this price is directly on point. You're not allowed to make a tzuris Levana. There's a knockout kasha on Ram Gamliel. Let's continue the brisa. Eshbe Shemayim, the rabbis, Chamu Levana, Kechavim, Mazolos. Eshbe Shemayim, Nima'al, the rabbis, Malachi Asharis, which you already had in the previous brisa. Zoktimar, Itachvay Teshver, had Ram Gamliel make a Tzuris Levana. Emphadimar, Kitanya Hili Oivdom, that posik, Leisas and Itid, you shouldn't go and make, Leisas and Chafes, Vachot Tumuna, is for purposes of worshipping this Tzura. You can make a Tzuris Levana and play with it and have a good time with it and put it up on a pedestal in your living room. That's not a problem. It's don't do it La'ovdom to go and make an Avodah Zarah from it. That's the Kavonah Saposik. And Avadar Gamliel was not worshipping the Levana. Zoktimar, that doesn't make sense. Even La'ovdom, if the Isser is to go and make a Levana, Kidei La'avoy, a Filishushul Kotanami, then even if you made a tzura of a little worm, nishka groisa mishamshim b'moray macham levana, a little worm of 3 inches, if you made a tzura of that and you bow down to it, that's also aser. Anything and everything that a person makes into an avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is not specific to only markulias and to mazolois and shemesh v'yareach. Anything that a person dedicates for an avodah zarah and he worships it and he bows down to it and he brings takrovis to it is avodah zarah. So the Torah wouldn't go and talk about dafka chama levana. What you're saying is absolutely true. And in fact, had you not stopped me in the middle, you would see the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, continue on. The Brisa says, that's even a shulshul katan. And therefore, you're right. This loisasun, this loisasul chafes b'chol tumuna, which is referring to levana and referring to the shulshul katan, all of them are talking about loisasa al manas li oivdom. But stamasiya bi alm is okay, and therefore Ram Gamliel is off the hook. Frank Yom Vasiya greatest of Mishari. Are you telling me the truth that just asiya without avoid is okay? But Tanya, no chabraisa. Loisasin iti, loisasin kinmus, shamoshe, misham shalafani bamorek. Keep going. Chama, ulavana, kechovim, umazolois. This pasuk is talking about just the loisasun. We're not talking about oivdom. Loisasin iti, loisasun, don't make these tsurais. A tsura of a chama ulavana. Vaitishven Ram Gamliel. Everything more shining Ram Gamliel, dachinim osulai. Ram Gamliel is off the hook. He didn't make it himself. He ordered it on Amazon online, and they sent him a tzuris levana. So the Isra is loisasin. He didn't make it. Frank Timura, Rav Yehuda. So we're going away from Gamliel just for a moment. We're going to come back to Ram Gamliel in a moment. I, Rav Yehuda, da'achirim osuloi. Acher, what's the story of Yehuda? We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda had a signet ring that had on it what appeared to be one of these tzurais, actually like a tzuras drakoin or something like that. And he didn't make it himself. He wasn't in the business of manufacturing signet rings. The Omeli Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Sur Rabbi Yehuda wearing such a ring. And he said, Shinana. We have this expression very often in Shas. Shinana either means the one with the long teeth, or Shinana, you very sharp one, Rabbi Yehuda. Sami ain't the day. Go and blind the eyes of this tzura that you have on your ring. So now, Parshim Shat means that it had a picture of a person. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi means p'chas surasai. Sami ain't the day is really just an expression. Go and make a dent. Give a kvetch. Go. I remember when we were kids, my father, Zechron Lebrucha, said that if you ever buy a doll, and the doll has all the features of a human being, then you have to go and give a kvetch to the nose or to the ears or something. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't have a problem of avodah zarah, and therefore, this inyan of not making a tzura sa'odam, to give a smash it. So Shmuel was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, go and take a sledgehammer. You don't have to destroy the whole thing, but give it a nice patch in on the nose or the toes or whatever. So to deface this tzura. Frank Gemara, if you tell me, a father of Yehuda didn't worship whatever tzura was on the tabat, even the air of the chidra of Yehuda. So the only problem would be asiya. But Rabbi Yehuda Acherim Masalah, he didn't go and make the ring itself. Somebody else made the ring, says Shmuel to Rabbi Yehuda. Nevertheless, you still have to go and deface it. And for the Yomara Hasam b'chaysam ay boile to Mishum Chshada, because it was a signet ring, so it had a chaysam. Chaysam, as you know, if you use that to go and seal documents, then depending on how you made the chaysam, boile, then the letters come and the boile, or the figure, is boile, it comes out. It protrudes. Mishum Chshada. And the problem is, people might be choshed Rav Yehuda that Chas V'Shalom he is worshipping this surah. I don't know how anybody in his normal mind could be choshed Rav Yehuda, but nevertheless, you have to go and stay away. The Yisem Nekiyah, Mi Hashem, Mi Yisrael, you got to be a Noki. Shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom any chshad that Rav Yehuda is worshipping this surah. And that's why Shmuel said, give a smash, give a dent to the surah. This on you, like we learned in the Braisa, Tabasha Chaysama boilate. If the Chaysam is one that when you use it, it's boilate, it's sticking out. Osir Lanicha, you're not allowed to wear such a ring because of Chshat. However, you're allowed to go and use it for Chasimois. Why? Because if it's boilate, then by definition, then the when you use it to seal a document, then the Chasima is going to be Shekea. It's going to go in the other direction. Fakert, if the Chaysama is Shekea, if the choysim is shakua in the ring, it's submerged. Mutal anich, you're allowed to go and wear it because nobody sees any apsavoy dezor or gunish. You don't see a tzura. You also lachnim, but you can't use it for chasimais because if you use it to go and make a seal, then it's bolate, right? When you put the document into the signet ring, then it's going to be bolate. Oh, then you're not allowed to do what's lachnim. So bottom line, says the Gemara, is truth of the matter is there's no iser for a yid to go and make such a tzura, as long as you're not using it for avodah zarah. And therefore, that's the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was able to make the tzura of the Levana. Number one, he didn't make it, somebody else made it. And in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, even though somebody else made it, the only problem was al chshat. Frey Timora, umi chashin l'chshat, are we really choshit, tired of erev chayim that they're going to go and do chas v'shom avodah zarah? V'habei knishtu tishof v'yozev ben neherdor. That's a very famous shul that is mentioned a few times in Shas. How did it get this fancy name, Shaf the Yosef? So Shaf means to go and move, almost like the English term to shove something, to move something. The Yosef, and then after you move it, then you resettle it. And therefore, says Rashi, there was a Mesoira that this shul they had taken from the Avonim and from the offer of Yerushalayim at the time of the Charbin. They moved to Ne'edah, and they built their shul from those Avonim and from the offer of Yerushalayim. By the way, when we were Jerba now, the Masoida is that Jerba's Jewish community is 2,500 years old. We were in the Al-Griba shul, which is the main shul in Jerba, and they have Masoidas that the cornerstone of that shul was from one of the Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash. and they consider it to be a very, very holy place as a result, because of the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, the minig is they take off, everybody has to take off their shoes when they go into that shul. Perhaps that is related to that people had to take off their shoes when they went onto the Har HaBayis. If I'm not mistaken.
Yom Hila problem? Yom Hila?
I'm not defending them that they did it or didn't do it. But Lamasa, they put it up in that shul. Nobody, of course, sits on it. You're saying that the rest of the Beis HaKnesses is resting on it. I'm sure at that time they probably discussed that issue and they said that it's okay.
Probably got to the Hulin at one point. So, yeah.
Oh, very good, very good. So there's Dak another Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Uva'u Zorim Bechileluha. By going and destroying the Beis HaMikdash, they will mechalel it from the Hegdish, from the Me'ilah, make it chol by the fact that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Shkoyach, thank you for reminding me, you're 100% right, that that stone no longer has Kedushas Beis HaMikdash because of Bo Zor Mechilua, they were mechalel it, and so therefore they were able to use it for building the base, building the shul. So it's similar to this shul in Nerdah. Rashi says the shof means that they removed and moved the stones for Yosef and they resettled them. Other Mepharshim say Shof Yosef is referring to the Shechina HaKdoisha, that the Shechina moved from the Beis HaMikdash at the time, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and resettled itself in Nehador, in that shul, because of the Kedusha of that shul. Anyway, but continuing on the Gemara, so that shul had the Ukni Bey Andrata. On the entranceway into the shul, there was a statue. Presumably the Goyim especially did the statue to try to humiliate or deface the Kedusha of the shul. But they put up such a statue. Not only were the rank and file all the Jews that lived there in Nehador, but even great people like Avud, Shmuel, Levi would go into that shul and daven. Why shouldn't people be noivis? Oh, they passed this andrata. Maybe en route they would go and bow down to it. Why aren't we choishit? Just like you're saying that Shmuel was choishit, that people, not that Shmuel was choishit. Shmuel was concerned that people be choishit of Yehuda. You see, you're not choishit that a person, Erlechid, is going to go and do avoid it, Zara. That's my Rabim Shani. I might be choishit an individual, but to be choishit against a tzibur of Klal Yisrael, Chas Hashem, that they're going to do avoid it, Zara, it's Kenesha. Frankly, Mora, let's get back to Ram Gamliel. For Ram Gamliel, the Yochid Ava, he was a Yochid, and he has this Tzuras Levana, even though he didn't make it, but maybe just like Shmuel said, people will be Choysher of Yehuda, that he's worshipping this Choysam that looks like Avoid Azara, maybe people will be Choysher Ram Gamliel, he's only a Yochid. Maybe he's also Chas V'Sholom doing Avoid Azara. Every Mara, Kim the Nasi, since Ram Gamliel is Ram Gamliel and Nasi, Shchichi Ram Gabay, it was a constant people come in and out and in, so that's not considered to be a Mokum Yochid, it's considered to be a Mokum Rabbim. If you remember, we had the same Svar in Mesechta's Gittin, where the Gemara was talking about what happens if you find a get in the Bezin Shtibel, what type of Simonim do you have to have if the Shliach Bezin can say, I recognize it. And the Gemara said over there, Shani, the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, that's considered to be like a Mokim Rabbim, because people are constantly in and out of that Bezin. So here too, by Ram Gamliel, he was a Nasi, people constantly, there was a lot of traffic there. So it's like a Mokim Rabbim. By Rabbim, we said, there's no Chshat. This Levana wasn't just one globe, but rather was made out of a shtikluch, out of pieces. And Rashi says that anytime the Eidim would come, he would start off with the smallest little piece, and then he'd add another piece and another piece, and be boidik the Eid and say, did the Levana look like this? Did the Levana look like that? Was it a crescent shape? Was the crescent above? Was it below? Was it to the right? Was it to the left? So it was like a Lego type of pieces of Levana, and that's okay. The boy same list lad Mishani, like we said earlier, the sign of Le Simon Las is Vatalomidahoidinullahirais. All of these Isurim that we're talking about of making the Mishamsh and Lefani Bamorain is if you want, if your intentions are Chas V'Sholom to be Oyved, or according to one Brisa, even just Lisasin, just don't do it. That's if you stop doing it in the Veltarai. But if you're doing it to go and show Lahovin Lahirais, that's okay. The whole purpose of Gamliel making this Levana was to go Lahovin Lahirais to see whether or not the Eidim know what they're talking about the Kiddush HaLevana, and therefore that's not a problem. And therefore, returning to your question about the model, presumably it's not on the same dimensions, but even if it was the same dimensions, it's either Lahovin Lahirais, or like Rabbi Yosef says, they're holding it, waiting with bated breath for Mashiach to come, and we'll use those in Yad Hashem as soon as Mashiach's doors open. We have the final shtickle in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shem Gamliel disagreed with the Tanna Kamma, and he said, I'm only worried about those kelim that have a tzuras chama levana or drakoin, if it's sha'al ha-mechubadim asurim, sha'al ha-mevuzin mutarim. Mechubadim means that if it's on a kli choshuv, a kli mechubad, then it's awesome. But if it's on a mevuzah, you don't have to worry about avodah zarah. Who would go and put the tzuras of avodah zarah on a kli mevuzah? What's the definition? Eilu hein, eizu mehen, eizu hein mechubadim, eizu hein mevuzim, omerav, mechubadim lemala min amayim, mevuzim lemata min amayim. We're talking about a kli. I mean, more is assuming we're talking about a kli that was used in the kitchen for cooking or for eating. So now, when you go and fill up a pot, lemushel, to make a soup or whatever, you have part of the pot is full of water, but not the top. You don't go and fill it up all the way to the top, otherwise it's going to bubble over. So you only fill it twice, half, three quarters of the pot. So if the tzura of the chama or levana or the drakoi is lamala, it's above the water limit, then it's considered mechubad. If it's below that, it's already considered mevuza, that already loses its chashivus. Azoy learned the Rav Omar Rav. Shmuel Omar, Eilu Be'Eilu Mevuzin Hay. By putting such a figure, such a tzura, on a pot or a pan or something that you're eating or drinking from the kitchen, that itself is a bizoyin. That's where you go and put your avodah zarah. Eilu Eilu Mechubadim She'al Hashirin Bal Nezom Bal Ataboyis. You put it on jewelry. Vusayis Eishir, Rashi Hashirin are tzmidim. Tzmidim are bracelets. Nizamim are nose rings. Years ago, people didn't know what a nose ring, a yemeshiga. Unfortunately, we know nowadays what nose rings look like. Well, it's a boyis, and on rings, presumably rings on a finger. So if you make the tzuras on these three, that's a double choshev. That's, you want to keep the rings, you want to keep these ornaments, presumably they're worth a lot of money if they're made out of gold or silver. So that's mechubad. Anything else is mevusa. Tani kibasit shmul, takarai to shmul. Mechubadim shal ashirin, on the bracelets, on the zomim, the nose rings, on the boys, on the finger rings. That's mechubadim. Mevuzim, if you put on the yoyros are these large pots. Val kumkumusim, even today in Eretz Yisrael, they talk about a kumkum that you use for hot water. Val mechamim, also that you use for hot water, like we have in the Besmedesh by Rav Fuant, you have that hot water boiler. Bishala asadinim, the ala mitpochis, same thing apply on asadin, of course, is a sheet. Mitpachas is similar to sheets. What's the difference between a sadin and mitpachas? Aren't they basically the same? So toisis, you see, right next to our Gemara, says they are basically the same. And so therefore, don't be goydis mitpachas, but be goydis madbeyois. If you see the toisis shalas sadin about mitpachas, benetam goydis, he was goydis madbeyois. The sadin and mitpachas chad, zel bazach. If you ever have a matbeah that has on it a picture of avodah zarah, or perhaps of a president who considers himself to be omnipotent, all-powerful, I can think of one president that thinks that way. Anyway, so that tzura that he has on it, you'd be allowed to go and hold that in your pocket and go into the bathroom, no problem. That is considered to be mevuzah and not mechubad, and therefore you don't have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Continue tomorrow. Yes? Question?
What's the difference between Bales and Tabos? Tabos and Sedem, who bought it? By Bales and Sedem, who was on it? What's the difference between Bales and
Tabos? It's both rings. I'm not sure what you're saying. We're saying that the first three, Shirin, Nizamim, and not Matbeas. Tabos, a Tabas is a ring. According to the Gears of Toises, Al Sedinim, it's not Hamid Pochois, but Al Hamadbeas, which means on coins. Okay? Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zag, Yemen, Zag, Kizint. See you, Mitchum, tomorrow.